Becker, Aiden, where are you at? You in the middle? Perfect. Come on out, buddy. And this was Aiden's first year of camp with us. Yes, right? Second, you went last year, right?
Yeah,
we had a good time. So go ahead, buddy.
For my testimony, it's not very long, but we had an awesome time. It was phenomenal. It wasn't what we were planning on doing originally. We were going to go to Pensacola in Florida, but not many people were going to go, so we wanted as many people that could come to go. So we went to Indian Creek Baptist Camp, and the blob was awesome, especially for you guys. It was really scary, but the preaching was the most important part. That's why we went. We didn't go for the games. We didn't go for the activities. The preaching was awesome. Brother Charlie preached his heart out every single night, and it was just awesome. I made a big decision. I thought the Lord wanted me to preach, but he just wanted me to be a better witness and to tell more people about God, be a better witness to my brothers and sisters, to get them to come to church more, and to be a better witness at my school. Thank you.
All right, we're going to have Sadie Brim come at this time. Come on up, Sadie. And Sadie, kind of at the last minute, had the opportunity to come, and we're so glad that she did, and she had a great time. So go ahead, Sadie.
Okay. So we did have, I had a great time with, like, the pool and all the games. Almost every time during free time, me and Abby would go and play human foosball. Yeah, I got hit in the face. But the preaching really spoke to my heart. I don't remember which night, but Brother Charlie preached on honoring your parents, and it just really spoke to me because I really didn't. Ever since my dad left, I haven't really had the feeling of either, like, wanting him. So I'd, like, talk bad about him and say, like, I hate him and stuff. And so while I was at camp, I decided to change my mind about that and love him no matter what.
Amen. Thank you, Sadie. Javon's going to come at this time. Come on up, Javon, and share your testimony. You watch your step. And Javon, I'm glad you got to come with us this year. Next year, Javon's last year. He's going to be a senior this next year. Go ahead, buddy.
All right. So this week, one of my favorite messages was when Brother Charlie preached on how to be humble. And I really had fun during the free time, and I just want to thank Pastor Rich for driving us down there, and you guys that paid for the teams that I got to go this year. One of my favorite things, something that happened on Tuesday was when I was walking out of my cabin and to go down to lunch, I think it was, I slipped on the hill, and all my clothes were all covered in mud. And then about the puddle thing, I made a new friend this week by pushing someone in the puddle. Huh? Yeah, I pushed Michael in the puddle. That's how we first met.
You would have kept going. I don't want to. There's somebody I don't want to get pushed by. I don't want to get pushed by Javon.
Yeah.
So, amen. Abby, come on up. Abby Kirkland, come on up. She gave me the dirty look. Whoa, I like it. That's all right. I'm used to those looks. Come on up, Abby.
I had a good time at camp. Foosball was my favorite thing. And Brother Charlie preached on honoring your parents, and that was hard for me because my dad wasn't there my first 6 years of my life.
So I decided to honor them more and to not give up on my dad. And that puddle was fun to play in. food was good. And I got nailed in the face with a foosball.
Amen. Man, that human foosball is pretty brutal. So, come on up, Brother Mark. And Mark's another one that'll be a senior next year. And so we're glad he got to come this year. Come on up, buddy.
Well, we did have an amazing time this week. We could probably stand up here and probably complain to you for a good 4 hours, I think. Because it rained. It was muddy, it was nasty, we had to sit in folding chairs for 4 hours. It was ridiculous. But that's not what it's about. These teenagers are going to get up here and tell you their testimony. And there was so many decisions that were made this week, it was phenomenal. They said that Brother Charlie preached on humility, not once but twice. Right in a row, he preached on it Monday evening when we got there, and then Tuesday morning, the following day. And if it's important enough for a man to preach on it twice, it's probably pretty darn important. And I was able to try to deal with some of my pride, and I think that's what a lot of people deal with, I think, because it's probably most of all of our weakness is trying to humble ourselves, and that was pretty powerful to hear from him. And he did preach his heart out every time he got up there. Probably, other than my own pastors, probably the best preaching I've ever heard. And I thank you who have prayed for us, fasted for us, and paid for the teens that were paid to go. And I definitely thank you for everything that you've put toward it, even if you just prayed. That was definitely a big contribution to it. I thank my youth pastor for deciding to go here. Like they said, we were supposed to be headed down to Pensacola, Florida. And I wanted to head down there because I wanted to visit the college, because I was trying to decide whether to go there or out to California. So when he said they changed it, well, my prideful heart says, well, what the heck you change it for? You know, I wanted to go. Well, and then Brother Charlie preached on humility twice, and I felt about this big. Okay. Yeah. You ever feel God hit you upside the head? Yeah, that's what it felt like. Yes. And I thank Pastor for driving us down. I'm sure your foot is tired.
That's why I wear pink socks.
And I thought about a verse just before we left. I had to ask where it was because I'm not good with, you said addresses earlier today, so I'm not good with addresses. John 11:35 is most known for the shortest verse in the King James Bible. And it's two words. Jesus wept. That's what happened this week. Jesus didn't weep bitter tears this week. But I believe God came down and he wept with us. Because there was pictures up there. I cried my eyes out this week. Amen. I usually don't cry. I don't know if that's just because I'm not moved the way I should be. But I usually don't cry. I cried like a baby this week. And so did the rest of these teens, and God came down with us this week. We could feel his presence every day. And I reassured not only myself, but God, that I'm here to serve him. I've been called to be a pastor, to preach this Bible, and to the people of God. And I made the decision that I can't do that thinking I'm better than everybody else.
Good.
You know, I can't sit up here and say, well, now you can't do this because I don't.
Right.
it doesn't work that way.
Right.
And so I reassured God. I told him, hey, I'm still here. I may not be doing the best I can, but I still know what you want me to do, and I'm going to do it. Pastor Rich did his devotion Wednesday on finishing. That's what I'm set out to do, is finish. Most of these teenagers started their journey today or this past week. One of our teenagers is struggling on what to do with his life, but they started this week. And I know that Pastor Rich and Pastor Donald, yourself and myself, and the rest of the teens want to see us finish.
Right.
We want to beat the statistics that say 10 of us aren't going to make it.
Right.
We want to come out on top.
Amen.
And we want to be the teenagers that you and God want us to be. And we are quite thankful for a church like yourselves.
All right. Amen. Amen. You'll never finish if you don't start. So wonderful job. Felissa, come on up, Felissa. Give your testimony. Poor Felissa was our sickly child. She hurt her ankle. She felt sick, but I think she still had a good time, right? Good. Good, good, good.
I had a great time at camp this year, and I just want to thank Pastor Donald and everyone for praying and donating money so we could go. And my favorite things were probably the preaching and singing. And even though I sprained my ankle, I still had an awesome time.
Poor girl, my goodness. Caleb, come on up. Come on up, Caleb. This is Caleb's first year, and he did an awesome job. I think this is his longest trip away, and he did really good. So go ahead, buddy.
One of my favorite things was I got saved on Wednesday. And the hardest thing was for me to honor their parents, because all the things I had done for my mom, and treat her like crap.
Yeah. Good.
And so I prayed to God, and He just like turned on and helped me.
Good, man. Yes. Amen.
But the awesome thing was Pastor Donald chased me with a spider and made me scream like a little girl. So, but yeah, I also had a great time there, and when I was at the cage thing doing the human foosball, Abby kicked the ball and hit me in my arm really bad. There's a bruise like this big around my arm. And so, yeah, we had all had a great time and stuff. And, yeah.
Yeah. Woo!
I did do that. There was one of those wolf spiders.
Yep.
They're like this big around. And it freaked me out, but I killed it and took its remains and chased around the cabin. And he was not the only one that was scared, though. He's hiding. Jesse was on the top bunk, okay? When I was holding it up, he's, payday, 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 payday. But, No, but it was awesome. That was a fun part of it. So, amen. Alexis, come on up, Alexis. Come on up, give your testimony. And wasn't that good, though? Man, good job, Caleb. First testimony, really, first testimony for any trip, and he did a great job. Come on up, Alexis.
So, I had a good time at camp. It was really fun. The mud puddle, it was gross, but it was wet and cool, so it kind of felt nice. I did eventually get tired of being wet, though. Next year, I'll probably bring clothes for 3 weeks instead of one. We will need them. Everyone else talked about their injuries, so I figured I should mention mine. Actually, I got kneed in the head playing a different version of softball. I was sliding into home, and the girl, the ball slid in, and she kneed me in the head. And then afterwards, I was in the cabin, and I pictured a giant, fluffy, white star holding a s'more, singing about them, and it disturbed me. So I don't think I'll be eating s'mores for a while. Sorry, Mom and Dad. I know that's a disappointment, but they're creepy now. But yeah, I really enjoyed the preaching, and during the messages that Brother Charlie's preaching on about pride, and it wasn't really until the end of both messages that I realized that I had some that I needed to take care of. So, you know, I worked on that. And then also one of the things I was kind of feeling convicted about, it wasn't really during one of the messages, but they had a period of time where it was called alone time with God. And, you know, I knew that it was important, but at the same time, like, it was just, okay, yeah, this is important. But then one of the last nights, I was sitting out on the porch in front of the deck just reading my Bible, and like, it just kind of felt nice, and then I fully kind of, like, just remembered how important it is to spend, you know, that time alone with God. And for a while, you know, I did that every day, but then I got to a point where I kind of got away from that. And recently, me and my family, we've been doing devotionals every night, and so, you know, we've still been reading our Bible every day, but I never, like, haven't been spending that time alone with God, reading my Bible on my own. And so I really was convicted about doing that more, because I think that's definitely really important. Amen. And I also want to thank everybody who prayed for us and paid for other teens to go. I think if anyone would have missed out, the trip probably would have been a little different. And I just really enjoyed having all the girls around. It was really fun. One of my favorite times, the cabin. It was me, Jamila, and two other girls. And there was a hair straightener on the counter. And Jamila walks up to it, picks it up, and she goes, "I'm going to burn my weave." It was some good stuff. But and I appreciate Pastor Rich driving, and Pastor Allen, Miss Marissa, and Grandma Hazel just being there for us. And I think my favorite worker was probably Charlie. He's so cute. He slept the whole time, but he worked pretty hard. It was good stuff. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Alexis. Make sure you guys speak into the mic. If it's too tall for you, just pull it down a little bit, you know, just so we can all hear you. Great job. I think so. I can tell. Amen. Tommy, come on up, Tommy. Tommy Hauser, come on up, bro. I know you're nervous. You'll do great. Amen. Everybody give Tommy an amen. Amen. You'll do fine, buddy. Now, Tommy and his brother Nick, they just started coming to our youth a few weeks ago, and I invited them to camp. I think it was the week before we left. Just say, "Hey, you guys want to come?" And the Lord worked it out for them to go, which was great.
Well, Pastor Donovan was saying he invited us to camp. I was sitting there. He asked me if I wanted to go. I didn't answer because I was like, no. We finally got there, and I had a blast. And the last day, I didn't want to leave. And then I can't wait to go back.
Amen.
I just really had a blast, especially with the swim hole.
Yeah.
That was funny. And the first day we went to the swim hole, we had thunder, so they kicked us out of the swim hole, and it was all muddy. So we played a game with the football in the mud. Like, whoever had the football, he'd tackle them. So a lot of people went back to the cabin with bruises. And we had this game, human foosball, with
yeah.
Pastor Donald. I got a bruise on my leg from the ball.
Yeah.
From Pastor Donald.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of fun, and can't wait to go back.
Amen. Good.
Good job, Tommy. Man, how many of you want to play human foosball? Probably none of you, because everybody's talking about their injuries from the game. So, come on up, Nick. Come on up. Nick's first time as well.
Going to camp was fun. I got saved 3 years ago. Saved and baptized 3 years ago. But this week at camp, I surrendered to God and said, if he wants me to preach, I'll preach.
Yeah, man.
Hey. I had lots of fun, but on the ride back, Pastor Donald was holding Aiden's hand, so I grabbed Pastor Donald's hand and held him against the seat. I was practically the only guy who could hold him off, by the way. Well, I let go for just a little second, and next thing I know, I was getting an atomic wedgie. I just had fun. I hope I can go back again.
Yep.
Got that hidden Hulk strength that kid does.
Yeah.
And hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? You know what? You gotta do what you gotta do. Jamila, come on up, Jamila. We're so glad Jamila got to come with us. And I don't know if you heard him say, but he surrendered to preach. Amen. Right. Woo! I like that. Come on up, Jamila.
Okay, so when he was preaching about how you should like stop doing what you was doing, I thought God spoke to my heart, and before I went to camp, me and my mama got into a big old argument, and she told me I wouldn't go. Pastor Donald called my mom and asked her, can I go? And after that, when I went to camp, God spoke to my heart and told me what I was doing to my mom was wrong. And he you should apologize to her or try to get a hold to her. I couldn't because we didn't have no service in there. And I was like, okay, that was a little bit important to me because it wasn't right and it was a sin. So I changed it around and I told my mom when I got home, I'm sorry for what I was doing. And she was like, it's okay. And then it was awesome. The food was good. We had so many cheeseburgers.
Come on.
So, after we went to the swimming hole, and it was fun too. So, I was playing human foosball with Abby, and she kicked too hard and she hit me all in my face. And then, before then, I think it was last time. Just before we was coming back, and it was raining hard, and I fell on a basketball court. It was funny, because I fell in front of a whole lot of people. And the other one was when we was coming back, and we was at Burger King. Yeah, it was some good stuff. After somebody got chased or something, they screamed it like a little girl.
Oh, watch it now.
I'm thankful for people that was praying for us and who was paid for all the things to go. I had a really great time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job, Jamila. Awesome job. Tristan's going to come at this time, and we're glad Tristan got to go as well. Good testimony, Jamila. Good job. Come on, buddy.
All right, so while I was at camp, there were some good times and there were some bad times. I think the bad times were most likely when this guy was bullying me. I guess it was kind of a funny thing because he made fun of my cousin Jesse too. So.
Equal opportunity mocker.
But there were also some good times, some really funny times, like Pastor Rich in the devotions. He talked about finishing, and PD took a picture of some unfinished business when we first got there.
I'm not gonna
finish on that, but
keep going. Yeah.
But there were some really funny times, like when Petey got blobbed, and it was pretty disgusting when we were in the human foosball, because there were times when I went in there and I grabbed onto the ropes that are hanging from the wall, and there was blood on it, which was pretty gross. Petey's little group of kids that he was coaching for a team had his arms all bloody, and it just so happened that those were the ropes that I grabbed, so that was nice. Some other funny times were when he was chasing him with the spider. I think the funniest times we had were probably in the cabins when it was just us hanging out together and getting to know each other better, when he's chasing them, Aiden and Caleb with a spider, and they're screaming like little girls. And some bad times when PD was trying to hit me with a belt. But the best times, were when we got to hear the preaching, and I was just happy that everyone had good attitudes through all the rain and all the bad weather. And everyone kept their heads up, and God really spoke to my heart. And I felt like he preached on pride, and I come from a good home. And I know some of these kids behind me, they don't have such a good home as me. So that pretty much talked to my heart that I should help these kids through. I need to help them through me being lucky. I need to help them on what they don't have that I'm blessed to have. So, but God definitely spoke to my heart this week, and I kind of had bitterness as he preached on when he told me that we weren't going to Pensacola, because Pensacola is great, but I definitely don't regret it, because Indian Creek was awesome. So I want to thank all you guys for praying and just spending time to ask God to bless us and keep us safe. And I want to thank Pastor Rich for driving us and PD for taking us. And I just want to say thank you to all you guys. So.
Amen. Thank you, Tristan. And you pray for Tristan, one of our preacher boys. The Lord called him to preach, and pray for wisdom for him. And Jemima's going to come and give her testimony.
Well, I feel like after all those testimonies, it's not that hard to give mine, because everyone's just been so open and honest. And I just want to say that I'm so very thankful for all of you who have prayed for us, because prayer is one of the key things that God uses to speak to us. And I'm thankful for all of those who donated, because it wouldn't have been the same if any of these people weren't with us. Like, everyone was just really good to be around. I'm sorry that Taylor couldn't be here. She was really fun to be around. Amy and Devin. And I really enjoyed the week. They had, like, unlimited activities. We did so many things. We got to get to know each other in the cabins. And the preaching was some of the best preaching I've ever heard. It wasn't the normal preaching you'd expect. It was different, because the preacher, all he did was he picked a subject and he read the Bible the whole time and told us what God said about it. And that was just so powerful, because God speaks through his word. And when he preached about humility, I was really convicted about that, because it's so easy to puff yourself up at times. And that was one thing that God spoke to me about. And then I guess throughout all the week, I put my life into perspective, because this life is so short, and it's not about having as much fun as you want while you're on it. Even though God does want us to enjoy the world that he's given us, he wants us to focus on him And I was really, really grateful for the camp because they gave us time where we could just go off and read our Bible and pray. And that really helped me grow a lot. And one thing that in the last night spoke to me, I talked to Pastor Donald about it. I felt like God was telling me I need to surrender to one day marry a ministry person, a preacher. And I was really surprised, and I was just like really like nervous, and because it was like a big deal. And so I prayed about it, and I really believe that that's what God told me to do. He said, you're going to marry a preacher one day, and I'm just so thankful for the camp. I've gone to 4 different camps in my life, and I'm so very thankful. And this one was my favorite. It was just so natural, so peaceful. So the atmosphere around it was just centered around God, and it was just fun, and yet you felt like God was there. And I was so thankful for everyone who went. We had a really good time, and I'm really thankful for all of you guys, and you're praying for us because it really made a difference. And I ask that you keep praying, because one of the things I decided to do at camp was to come home and to finish, because I've gone to countless activities where I got right but then fell back. And this time I really made it serious, and that I want to live my life to please the Lord and honor my parents and follow what God wants me to do. And I'm just so thankful for Pastor Dahl and all the people that went, and Grandma Hazel, and it just was the time of our lives, and if I can go back, I definitely will. Thank you.
Thank you, Jemima. You pray for her about that as well, all the decisions that were made. We've got 2 more teenagers, and these ones are a little bit more tough for me. We've got Jesse and Grace, and they graduated this year, and this was their last week of camp with our youth group, and so proud of both of them. And Jesse's going to come at this time, and we love Jesse. Amen? Amen, we do. And Jesse, come on up, buddy, and just share the Lord in your heart. And then we'll have Grace come after that, and then our workers.
So, it's my last year here for camp, and it was the best one out of all of them. I mean, I've gone to almost all the camps we've gone to, except for the Florida one, and this has been the best. And I didn't really go there to play games. I went there for the preaching mostly, and when we were in our cabins, we stayed up till 2 in the morning for devotions for the guys, and it was wonderful. I mean, amazing. And I told these young guys that I've gone to all these camps, and when they've come back, I've seen them go in their bad ways and the wrong path, and I've told all of them to go in the right path when they come back for this one. And always follow God and stay with this church. Amen. If I didn't have this church, I wouldn't be here. I don't know where I would be.
Come on, listen up, folks. Amen.
And I'm thankful that our pastor took us, and Pastor Donald is our youth pastor, and thank you for paying for my way, and I want to become a youth pastor just like Pastor Donald is.
Amen.
Thanks.
Amen. Thank you, Jesse. And I think of my first activity I ever went on as youth pastor. Jesse went. Jesse was, I think, just going into 9th. Just an annoying little kid, man. Just really. I mean, I wish I could. I'm serious. And it was literally, I think I'd been at the church for 2 weeks. And we went to snow camp up at Kobiak. And Keith, JJ was staging those I'm talking about. And I can't believe I've been here 4 years. But we were doing testimonies in the cabins almost four years ago. And I went around, and again, I'm brand new. I didn't know what I was doing. I told the guys, hey, listen, you know, you know, testimonies. You talk about a message that spoke to your heart. You know, you talk about the game, but don't just say just the game. You know, talk about someone that the Lord did in your heart or a message you like. So I went on, and Keith said some things, and JJ did, and some other young men. And I got to Jesse, and I said, Jesse, you know, what's your testimony? And Jesse said, the games were fun. And I said, okay, good. I said, now, what about a message, you know, that you really liked or preaching? And he said this. He goes, I don't really listen to preaching. Straight up. And that was my first experience. But wait. He just stood here and he said, Jesse wasn't going to go. A few days before, I called him and said, buddy, you know, what's going on? And Jesse's going through some stuff. And he prayed for Jesse, just for guidance. And I said, what are you doing? And is it money? What is it? And he just said, you know, it's just, I don't know. And he just was struggling with his family. I said, you need to come. And really, I believe he wasn't going for the games. He's had a lot of years of games. And he said, this time, I went for the preaching, and God did a great work in his life. Gracie, preach to us.
Amen. I was so excited to go to camp this year, but also really sad because it was my last year. And, you know, it's like turning over a new chapter in my life, and it's scary, and I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm just really depending on God to help me get through the next few years. And it's so crazy to think about, like, all that has happened since we've come to this church. I started out in the youth group just 12 years old, and now I'm graduating, and it's just so crazy to think it's gone by so fast. The girls in our cabin at camp drove me insane this week. They were so crazy. I've never laughed so hard in my whole life. They're just crazy, and I love them so much. They're awesome. I love getting to know them this past week. Brother Charlie's last message that he preached was all about standing up for Christ and not just hiding behind your religion or just staying in the shadows, but you need to stand up and let people know that you are following Christ and you're not afraid of what you believe. You are not afraid to tell people what you believe is true, because if you just hide in the corner and not really speak out and show people that Christ, the light of Christ is going to go out because no one's willing to show it. And that just really spoke my heart and encouraged me to stand up and speak out about our faith.
Amen. Thank you, Grace. It's hard to think that that's, you know, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, when my first year, when some of those kids graduated out, I didn't know them too well, and now I know them really well. But when you're here for even just a few years, and you see some of those kids that you really got to see, really in a way, grow up, it's hard. It's hard for me. I don't think I've ever felt this way at testimony service, and I just thank God for the privilege. But we're not done with testimonies yet, so I can't go. Miss Hazel's going to come at this time. We're so glad Miss Hazel got to come with us. We love Miss Hazel. Yeah. Amen, teenagers. We love Miss Hazel. And we're so, we love Miss Hazel, right?
Okay, I'll do this until I start crying, and then I'll be all done. I had a really good time this year. I do believe this is a camp that we need to be going to year after year after year. It was so much fun being in with the girls right in the cabin. I mean, we were last year, but this year we were all together really close and stuff, and I could just see them drawing close together. And with the activities we had, they did spend time with other kids from other churches and stuff, but they grew as a youth group. You could tell that the human foosball was probably the best meeting place, you know. They all enjoyed that really well. And I got to be a coach for one of the junior high girl teams, too. And our team won for the whole year week. I was a brave. It was a lot of fun. What they do is they pick kids from There was a junior high and high school boy-girl teams and stuff separate, so four teams actually made up one team. But and they took kids from different churches and stuff. I had Devin on my team, which was a lot of fun. The first morning, we didn't get to play. That was the morning we had the downpour really bad. And then that afternoon, we got to play soccer, and boy, was that fun in the grass and stuff. The kids were sopping wet and slipping and sliding all over. And then I know when we went to play the next game, Devin says, "I hope it starts raining again." So, but that was a lot of fun. Charlie Clark, and he was the preacher when the first year we went to Teen Spec. He was the very first speaker to speak, and he spoke on that, honoring your parents. If you're not right with your parents, you're not right with God. And he just has a way of really being in tune with the Lord to where he knows what he needs to preach first. And when he started out with the pride and meekness and the humility and stuff, it just really set the tone for the whole week for the kids and stuff. A lot of the preaching wasn't what you would normally get at camp. It was a lot harder than what they would normally get. But every one of those kids that were there, ours and from other churches and stuff, they were so attentive and so open to what the Lord had for them. But also, we got to remember that it's not just the teens he's speaking to. It's us as adults that go. And I think the last night when he did speak about standing strong and stuff, for the last month, the Lord's been kind of laying on my heart with the way our nation's been going. Okay, I said I was going to be done. But I look back and I look at my generation, the generation before me, and the generation before that. Every year, every time, we've slipped a little bit, and a little more has gone through. And these kids are our future. And they need to learn to stand up bold as lions. But we also have to start standing and being bold as lions.
Come on. That's right.
And one other thing I want to say to our kids, though, so I'm going to turn and talk to them. I could tell when some of you were really struggling with the Lord, and it was really hard for you to get that out. Even when you're struggling, if you're not ready to deal with it yet, at least let Pastor Donald and Marissa know that you're struggling so they can pray for you. Even if you're not ready to tell them what the problem is, at least let them know so they know how to pray for you.
Good.
And I love you all.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
And we are so blessed beyond measure to have Brother Jack and Miss Hazel Miller as part of our youth helpers. Folks have no idea. I would never trade them for any youth workers in the world. So blessed to have them. And I know that they love our teens with all their heart. And I know they love us with all their heart. And we love you so much, Miss Hazel. My wife's going to come and give her a testimony.
I think I have to pull the mic down farther than everybody else that's been up here. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for praying for our teens and those who donated money so that they could go. There's proof that it was well worth what you spent to send them. But it has always been my desire to see our youth group grow closer together and to see them become friends and know that they have that support system and just so that they're close. Not all of these kids get the luxury of being able to be homeschooled or Christian school. Some of them go out to public schools and they need each other. And this week it was amazing to just, like Aunt Hazel said, our cabin was just us girls, and as far as I know, the boys were in a cabin with just the boys, and it was awesome to see them grow close together, to the Lord, for the Lord to really unite them and for them to be there for each other. The youth group that I grew up in, I can honestly say, even now, that they are my best friends. I still talk to many of them, and so it's been my desire to see that happen here so that later on in life that they still have those good Christian friends. So that was a huge blessing to me. And then to have Aunt Hazel come this week, I know she's just so busy with VBS and the things that she does here, and for her to sacrifice her time and come to help me was just a huge blessing. And all the preaching was wonderful. Charlie Clark was amazing. He made the Bible come to life, and I think it was different preaching than what some of them were used to, but it really spoke to their hearts, and it was just awesome. I'm just so thankful for everything that God did. I always leave thinking, oh, I'm leaving my babies behind, and it's so hard for me, but I always come back with my heart so full from what God did, and just in awe and in shock and in amazement that God would choose to use my husband and I and to bless us with this youth group and just see him work is just amazing. And I feel so unworthy of it all, but he's so good to us. And I'm just so thankful. And thank you for you all praying. And it was just a great week. Thank you very much.
Amen. And I'll share my testimony and then preacher has a thought for us. And first of all, just want to thank everybody who prayed, and I also appreciate, thank you so much for paying attention. I know it's warm in here, and I know we're warm up here too, so, but thank you so much for investing your prayers. Thank you, parents, for allowing them to go. You have no idea, it's like I said earlier, I wish you could just go and see it. I wish we could all go together, and you could see just and feel the presence of God in that place. But thank you for investing. Thank you for those who gave money. Parents, thank you for sacrificing to send your teenagers there. All those who prayed. God met with us. God did a great work. And we had a great time. I mean, they talked about some fun stuff. I know on the trip up, it was great. It was a 6-hour, really, the drive, it took about 7-8 hours to get there. On the way there, we stopped for lunch, spent some time, had to get gas, but really, all together, I think it was under 8 hours, which was really nice compared to the past few trips we've taken that have been 15, 16 hours. It just felt really short. And we left Monday morning and got there about 3:30, 4 in the afternoon on Monday. And we got Chick-fil-A on the way down, which was delicious. And like we said, it rained a lot, but it was actually kept the weather nice and cool in a way, and it wasn't super hot out. And even with the rain, we didn't stay dry, but we stayed cool. And everybody's spirits were so great. I don't remember hearing any complaints at all from our teenagers or any of the teenagers that were there. And Brother Reno, I don't even think I'll be able to say it, but he said, whether the weather be good or whether the weather be bad, we're going to weather the weather, whether we like it or not, or something like that. And it was awesome. And they just, the way the camp was run, you could just tell that, one, they've been around for a while, but also that they follow the Spirit of God. And just everything that they do, it was just an amazing place. On Monday night during orientation, they have all the youth leaders and youth leaders' wives kind of leave the tabernacle, and Brother Reno Likens, who used to direct the camp for many years, he was back kind of as an advisor this summer with the director, who's a great guy. And what they do is they have all the youth pastors and youth pastors' wives, any really youth leaders that are there, coach the different teams. For each team, there's four different, there's four different coaches. There's a junior high guy, senior high guy coach, and then a junior high girl and senior high girl coach. There's like four for each team. And someone, Brother Vaprazan, Todd Vaprazan up in Metro, he went last week and he said, man, just be ready, because if you don't volunteer, Brother Reno's going to make you guys feel guilty and he's going to guilt you into it. And he said, do a junior high. They're a lot easier and a lot less stressful. So really, when Brother Reno brought us out there and said, who can be a junior high coach? I said, I'll do it, I'll do it. And I got a group of guys, no one from our group, I got to coach, and it's only 2 hours a day, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening. But we were the Redskins, and we went undefeated, man. I was pumped. Our little junior high guys went undefeated, and I'm coaching basketball, don't know what I'm talking about, saying, just get it in the hoop, come on, go. And we won, and we had a good time, and that was a blast. That was a good time, and it was just, many of them mentioned the fact that we were going to go to Pensacola, and all year long, we've been planning on going to Pensacola Christian College. We had a good time last year. Really, the Lord used Brother Johnny Pope last year at camp, and we had a great testimony service, and the Lord did a great work, but I just didn't really feel a peace about it, with just even with the finances, with the travel, and just the Lord just didn't really give me complete peace. And it was just a few weeks ago that I was nervous about making the change, and I talked to preachers, saw what he thought, and he gave me the go-ahead, and I made that change, wondering if it was trusting the Lord, but saying, Lord, I hope this is, you know, I really believe this is what you want us to do, but please prove it to me in a way. And you know what? He did. I can honestly say, and they said it already, but it was one of the best decisions I ever made in my life as a youth pastor to say, hey, we're going to go to Indian Creek. God did a great work in our teenagers. He did a tremendous work in our youth group as a whole. He did a work in my life. I know Miss Hazel mentioned decisions that she made. For me, he preached Monday night for about an hour and a half on Pride, and I needed that. And then Tuesday morning, they started the service at 10 o'clock, and usually they finish at 11, and there's morning competition. He preached from 10, about 10 o'clock to noon. He preached about 2 hours because it was raining so hard. Actually, I think that video we showed was actually Tuesday morning. It was Tuesday morning. That was at the end. He had preached almost 2 hours, a whole message on pride and humility. And he just didn't really want to dismiss because what were we going to do? Go out in the... I mean, it was pouring out. So he just said, hey, we're going to keep going. He kept telling the director, hey, I'm going to keep going unless you tell me to stop. But what else are we going to really do? We're not going to have games. And he preached and preached and preached. And I'll be transparent, just like these teens were with you. You know, as a youth pastor, it's easy sometimes to struggle with pride, even not knowing it sometimes. You know, I'll meet new youth pastors, and I'll just be focusing on telling them any accomplishments that I think I've made. Say, yeah, we brought 18 this week, or I've been there 4 years now, and or, hey, you know, I got the lead singing up a teen spec, or whatever it may be. And you say, Pastor Donald, listen, just being honest with you, and God smote my heart. Monday night, and then Tuesday when he preached again on it, I said, come on now, what's going on here? And listen, God said, Donald, you just serve me because that's what you need to do. Stop thinking about, because listen, I realized again, reminded again that I'm nothing. Nothing without the Lord. What the Lord allows my wife and I to do here is all because of his grace and his mercy on me. And I was so grateful for that, and starting the week off like that, as I met youth pastors throughout the week, and just about giving God the glory for everything, and not trying to make a name for myself, but giving him the glory. And but that was since I made each service, God met with us, morning services, evening services. Just the Spirit of the Lord was on that tabernacle. And as they mentioned, that Thursday night service, God just worked in a mighty way in our youth group, and our young men prayed together and wept and cried together, and our young ladies did, and I grabbed them all together. You might have seen a picture of our whole group together, just, you know, our girls with our girls hugging and our guys praying together, and God just brought us together and did such an amazing work. Besides being a husband and a father, the greatest privilege and honor in my life is being your youth pastor. I mean that. And I said it, being a husband and father first, amen. But after that, being your youth pastor is the greatest privilege and honor in my life. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I love you guys so much. And I think of just things that happened throughout the week, and I'm just about through. I have some of the decision cards. And I'm not going to read their names, but decisions that were made. We had a young person get saved. Here's a decision. I will rely on God, not my words. Here's another one right here. Pride, struggling with pride. To be a leader in the youth group and set a good example. I decided to stop doing what I'm doing at home because God said it's wrong. Respect my parents and treat them well. Honor my parents. Surrender to be a youth pastor. I got right with God and I've decided to seek God with my whole heart and not give up. I made a decision to be a witness to my brothers, my school, and everywhere else. And on and on and on and on we could go. On and on we could go of decisions that were made. I think of even this morning, we had a mom come to us and tell us and said, my child came home a different person. They said they went to camp and they came back a different person. And folks, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not anything we did, not anything the preacher did, it's what the Lord Jesus Christ does. I think of a young person this week that told me, they said, Pastor Donald, and again, this is giving God the glory. They said, Pastor Donald, you know, I'd be dead without this church. I'd be dead without you. And for the Lord to tell me, listen, Donald, you don't give up. You don't throw in the towel. I think of a young person, young people that have told my wife and I think of when I used to tell Pastor Rich and thank him for the influence he was in my life. And when you start to realize the impact and influence you have on people, it really makes you really plant your feet down and say, I can't give up. I can't throw in the towel. I think of my two of these graduates that are this is their last year at camp, and I think of just the fact that I have faith that because of this church and how you folks have prayed and influenced and the opportunities my wife and I have had, that I have faith that these graduates will go off and do great things for the Lord and that God will use them. And, man, it's just, like my wife said, our hearts are full. God did such a great work. And I told the director before we left, I said, listen, he said, man, did you have a good week? And I said, brother, I said, this is our camp now.
Yeah.
This is our camp now. There's no reason to even think, unless they started changing some of their standards or some or versions or whatever, but I don't think they're going to. I know they're not going to, but there's no reason to even consider anywhere else because God is such a great work. And again, I'm thankful, our teens are thankful. And the verse, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God started a great work in our teens this week. And I truly believe if with your prayers, with your support continually, and with these, with the preaching, with this church, that they'll finish what God has for them. Thank you so much.